Okay, well, I'm here with the leader of the Alliance Party, David Ford, MLA, and Minister for Justice. David, we're here at the Alliance Party conference. What's your mood been so far today?
I think the mood today has been very positive. Clearly, people are in quite an upbeat mood. They're looking forward to the election campaign in 53 days' time, was it, Naomi said?
Yeah.
They're looking forward to further developments in councils and in the Assembly, showing the Alliance doing different things and make a real difference.
Mm-hmm. And, OK, you just said, I mean, it's 53 days to the election. Now, obviously, a recent poll, Lisa Talk, put Gavin Robinson ahead to win that seat. Do you really think Naomi can hold that seat? Surely it's just a case of the margin that Gavin will win by at this stage.
Well, I think to take too much extrapolation from one poll is a bit dubious. If there's anything you'd be saying it, there's absolutely no doubt that Naomi was further behind at this stage 5 years ago. Even something I read, and I don't quite understand the interpretation that was being put on it in the Belfast Telegraph this week, the gap appeared to be narrowing. Mm-hmm. So it's absolutely clear that when people start to think about the election, that minds are concentrating and Naomi is being seen for what she has been, a very hard-working MP, focused on the needs of her constituency, taking a balanced view of the needs of Northern Ireland to Westminster. Mm-hmm. And I think she's going to see the reward in the ballot box.
Now, obviously, we've seen the campaign posters already. DUP campaign poster, more seats, more votes, more influence. Only the DUP can do it. Why should the electors of East Belfast vote in one Alliance MP, whereas they could vote in a DUP MP to join a team of seven or eight others?
To the best of my knowledge, the DUP haven't changed the law in any respect in at least the last Assembly term. Naomi has changed the law to ensure better transparency of the way parties receive their funds. That's a crucial issue. We need it to clean up politics in Northern Ireland, and it was Naomi who achieved it, single-handed. So the idea that a team of seven or eight is somehow superior, it's the quality of the individual that matters, and Naomi is providing that quality.
Okay. I want to talk to you a wee bit about what's been going on at the Assembly this week. This time last week we were up at the Sinn Féin Ardèche and unaware of what was going to hit us on the Monday. What have you just made of the last week in general in terms of Sinn Féin's petition of concern, the DUP's reaction to that and all the other parties? What have you made of it?
Well, it was clear just over a week ago that there was some edginess on the part of Sinn Féin, but I don't think anybody expected it to get into a petition of concern territory so quickly on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. They seem to have gone through a process where they were opposed to welfare reform, they accepted the Stormhouse deal, they then said at the beginning of the week that they didn't support the Stormhouse agreement, and the hints by Friday were that they potentially did support it again. Mm-hmm. It's U-turning in all directions. I think the real issue is there going to be a deal which is sustainable, which is workable, and not just a quick fix? Mm-hmm. We're committed to ensuring that we get sustainable public finances. What I'm concerned about is other people are continuing to look for quick fixes. And if you do a 2 or 3 year quick fix, but that ends at the point when we should be making reforms to bring in corporation tax reductions, mm-hmm. that's really difficult at that point.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, yesterday, Martin McGuinness, Pete Robinson came out together jointly, which was seen as significant, and also said that there's been progress on talks. Now, if there is more money found to bridge the gap in welfare, I mean, you're a minister in this executive. Can justice, is there anything left in justice's budget to maybe put some more funding over to bridge the gap on welfare?
Well, justice has no more money to give to welfare, and vulnerable people are being protected by the justice budget and the work being done to rehabilitate offenders, mm-hmm. to stop reoffending, to put police officers on the streets. But we seemed yesterday to be getting a bit round to where we were on the 23rd of December. I thought it was fascinating when The View on Thursday night played five clips of people after the Stormhouse agreement. The Secretary of State, the Irish Minister for Foreign Affairs, the First Minister, the Deputy First Minister all said we've got a deal. And I said, we have a deal to make a deal. Mm-hmm. We still have a lot of work to be done. Mm-hmm. And frankly, whatever they were saying about nice words yesterday, even if those are better words than they were uttering on Thursday, there is still a lot of work to be done. And I will believe it when I see it.
Okay. Just before I let you go, I want to ask you about, obviously, it's a key issue. You keep coming back to it. Government seems to be just so dysfunctional now, just in a perpetual state of paralysis, lurching from one crisis to one crisis. Could Alliance not bring this to a head and just say, do you know what, we can't agree a budget's a confidence issue, let's resign, let's go to the polls and let's let the people after 4 years choose a new assembly? Why in your speech you dismiss the view of actually walking out of the executive? Why, from your point of view, is it important to stand?
Well, you put a number of different things together. I mean, one of which is about whether we walk out of the executive, whether that would bring about, you know, a new vote. I can see at this stage no reason to suggest that Northern Ireland would be in a better place if they had two more departments to mess up. Because by and large, though, we, you know, Stephen and I have both had difficulties at the executive table, we've both managed to deliver and make significant changes in the way two departments work, towards building a shared future, towards some of the reforms which are needed in justice, some of the reforms which are needed in jobs and skills. So I think we can say we have a record which we are continuing to work on, which is worth it. An election could only come about because, well, either we reach the end of the five-year term, or FM resigns, or DFM resigns, or that level of action. Our resignation would not necessarily mean an election. And if that were to be the case, and you had basically the same five parties returned in more or less similar numbers, what would be the point? It's time that the people who were elected in this mandate, given a specific duty to carry forward from the, you know, the first term after St Andrews, when they established an edgy way of working, to actually make that better. That's what they should be doing, and it wouldn't make any difference if the configuration of seats in the Assembly was slightly different. So the important thing is people should actually knuckle down and live up to what they promised, both immediately after St Andrews and indeed at the start of this Assembly term, with a very optimistic programme for government that largely has not been delivered by most of the departments.
Okay. David Ford, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.